The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? Welcome to the show. I'm your host, David Williams, along with
the Sam Brewski. This is Hoop Ball Grizz.
We're starting off the show today with a new segment. We are going to have a featured player every month. It is going to be the Hoop Ball Headliner.
Hoop Ball Headliner.
For the month of February, we've been talking about him a lot lately, so we think we would go ahead and plug him in.
Might as well.
Who is it, Sam?
Mr. Do Something himself, D'Anthony Melton. Yeah, baby.
So this is what it's going to be, guys. We're going to feature this one player monthly, and on our weekly preview shows, we're going to bring you some fun facts about him, and you're going to get a little more in-depth stats based off of their matchups of the week. Sam, what do you got for Mr. D'Anthony Melton?
What I have for him
for
today.
For a fun fact.
What I have for him today. This is cool. It took a little bit to find things. He's actually very private about things. So it took me a little bit to find some stuff, but I found one that was neat. He was actually called the Swiss Army Knife in college going into the NBA, getting drafted to the Suns and everything. And I'm just like, that fits perfectly because he is Mr. Do Something, Mr. Do Everything, yeah. Swiss Army Knife.
Hey, it's fitting. And for those of you that didn't know, he did play college ball at USC.
That he did.
Yep. So that's it. That's what we got, Mr. Do Something. He has another nickname. I guess maybe his original nickname.
That's what it said. And I'm like, I am using this. This is good.
All right. That is your fun fact for D'Anthony Melton. The stats and stuff we'll get into as we get into the matchups for the weeks. The Grizzlies have 1, 2, 3, 4, count them, 4 games this week.
4 of them.
They have the second half of the 2-game set against the Spurs on Monday. Then they play the Pacers in Indiana on Tuesday. Then a day off back home against the Rockets on Thursday. And the final game of the week is a trip to New Orleans against the Pelicans.
The Pelicans. Can they, or are they Pelicans or Pelicants?
They've been Pelicants as of late, for yes. Sure. They have not been playing Indeed. Good basketball, and it breaks my heart. Not at all. Screw the Pelicans.
Dang fright.
I love you, Lyle. You're my boy, but screw the Pelicans.
You're all right.
All right, Sam, what do you got as far as the we're going to start off, obviously, with the Spurs game. Yep. We know that the Grizzlies won the matchup last night. That puts them splitting the season 1-1. What's the what are we looking at here, Sam?
I have the, of course, you know, I have the all-time stats. We know this one's bad. This will make you throw up. Spurs lead it all-time 74-27. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the last 10, they're 5-5.
So last night's game shifted that to where we're back at 500, right?
Yes.
All right.
Of course, you know, their last win, you just mentioned. But yes, we're back at the 5-5 mark. I'm digging it.
So what's going to happen here? Like, Popovich is going to make adjustments going into this game.
Yes.
It will not be the same game. If Taylor Jenkins does not make adjustments going into the second game against the Spurs, the Grizzlies will get throttled.
Smoked.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, and it's a pretty secure limb. DeMar DeRozan is not going to have 6 shots and 5 points in the second game of this matchup.
No.
It will not happen. The Spurs are going to come out and play with more energy. You could see the disgust on Pop's face, even with the mask on.
You could see right through it.
It was pretty clear that he was not happy.
He hated life.
So our Hoop Ball headliner, the career stats for D'Anthony Melton against the Spurs, he is 8.6 points per game, 1.3 threes, 3.75 rebounds, 2.5 assists, 1 steal, and just under 1 block. But here's a magic number for D'Anthony Melton. In the games against the Spurs, when he plays above 25 minutes, he's averaging 13 points, almost 3 threes a game, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists.
Wow.
25 is a magic number for him against the Spurs. When he reaches that mark, he has really good numbers against them. The Spurs have been playing decent over the last 10. They're 6-4. They're 11-9 overall, good for ninth in the West. Like we said, it is going to be a different game. You will not see DeMar DeRozan play the way that he played in the last game. You will see more energy from the Spurs. I'm convinced that Popovich is going to make the changes. And we're going to move on from there. You got a post game. You know what the Spurs are about. We're going to move into the second game of the week against the Indiana Pacers. Sammy boy, what do you got over there, man?
I've got, this one's a little better. Still not great, but it's a little better. Pacers lead 30-18, you know, overall. Their last 10, Grizzlies are 4-6. Not super great, but hey, they're going to change it Tuesday. They're going to make it 500. Calling it now. Taking it to the bank.
Yeah, Pacers have been a playoff team. You know, they've got a good roster, man. Even losing, you know, I hate it for Caris LeVert.
Yes.
Because I'm not going to say I hate that he found out the bad news. Nobody wants to know that they have cancer. But the good news is that they were thorough in the physical.
That's right.
Because if they were not thorough in that physical and they missed that, who knows what would have happened with him. Huge, like that's giant for him. They may have caught it early enough to where everything is under control and he, you know, just has to watch it moving forward. We don't really know, but that could have been detrimental to him and his family had that turned out to, you know, if the cancer had metastasized and went to other places in his body. I mean, there's an endless number of things that could have happened had the Pacers not been so thorough in their assessment of him, man. So that's he will be back at some point, I'm pretty sure of that. But even without him, the Pacers have a pretty solid roster. You know, you got Sabonis, Domantas Sabonis, Miles Turner, Jeremy Lamb, Malcolm Brogdon. You know, they've got a pretty solid team. Here's the thing that worries me about this matchup, Sammy. We talked about rebounding, and by the time we get to this game, JV had better be back on the floor.
They're hurting people.
He should have played last night. Maybe he doesn't play Monday. No idea because the Grizzlies front office gives us diddly squat whenever it comes to this. But you're going to need JV in this game because Turner can rebound the ball. Sabonis is a freaking vacuum down there.
He's a beast.
If you don't have, like, obviously the Grizzlies need to rebound as a team, but if they're not careful against this Pacers team, they can lose the game just in second chance points, man. They have got to rebound the basketball against this team and limit their second chance points. It's going to be a tough matchup. The Pacers are playing well, about 500 basketball over their last 10. They're 11-8 overall. 11-8 is good for the 4 seed in the East. I don't know that they finish any higher than that. I think they end up dropping. The Celtics, I think, are behind them right now in 5th. Who knows? It's the East. You never know what's going to happen in the East. I don't know. I got nothing. DeAnthony Melton stats. The Hoopball Headliner. Hoopball Headliner stats. He hasn't played that many games against the Pacers. He's 6 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists. That's his stat line. Career against the Pacers. But again, the 25-minute mark. At the 25-minute mark, he had one game where he played 25 minutes plus against the Pacers. 16 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 60% from the field. Are you sensing a pattern here, Sam?
Yes, 25, magic number, like you said.
Get him the minutes.
Put him in there for 30. There's no telling what he's going to do.
Well, he scored 20 points last night.
Okay, 30 give him minutes. 30, give him 35 then.
He's got to rest.
He's going to swim. No, 48, whole 48.
No, he gets no rest.
None.
DeAnthony Melton better be in good shape. He's playing
Mr.
all
do
48
everything.
Minutes.
Mr. Do Everything.
Sam, what do you think? This is going to be their – it's kind of it's a back-to-back game, right? Mm-hmm. So they play San Antonio in San Antonio, and then they're going to fly out and play the Pacers on Tuesday.
Yep.
Second game of a back-to-back.
I think it's going to be tough.
It's going to be a tough game to win.
A team like that, if you have everybody, but I mean, you're not going to have everybody, but if Jonas is back, yeah, you've got – that's awful.
It's going to be – this is going to be a tough four-game stretch for them.
Yes.
The Rockets are playing really good ball right now. The Pelicans are a tough matchup for the Grizzlies. The Pelicans gave the Grizzlies fits last year. And then you got San Antonio on the second game against them where there's going to be adjustments. And you know what Popovich is going to do. That's going to be a tough game to win. Then you go to Indianapolis for the second game of a back-to-back. So you're traveling in, maybe some jet lag there. Man, this four-game stretch here could be tough. You know, they're in the middle of a six-game winning streak. Grizzlies are playing great basketball. They're going to have to execute against these teams in order to man, if they get out of this week 500, I'm happy. If they're 2-2 this week, I'm happy with that. Would I love to see the win streak continue and them get up to 10, 15, 20 games? Sure. I would love to see that.
That would be awesome.
I don't know that that's going to happen. They've got, like I said, beating the Spurs again in the second game of their set is going to be tough. That's going to be a tougher game, I think, than this Pacers game. But the Pacers game, second half of a back-to-back, and we're not sure when JV is actually going to be back. He said he was back with the squad. He's healthy, and yet he sat out due to health and safety protocols.
So they say.
He was on the bench, though.
He was. He was sitting there.
It's, I think, for this matchup against Indiana, if JV is not back, I don't see the Grizzlies winning this game.
No.
I don't know. They are going to have to work. Tillman and Clark and Kyle Anderson, Conchar, these guys are going to have to work their asses off on the boards to win this game. The defense has been good. Defense has been great for the Grizzlies as of late. Started off the season sloppy and not motivated. They turned a corner there. So I have confidence in their defense that they can keep them in the game. But I'm not confident that they got the bodies to keep up with the rebounding of the Pacers. It is going to be a tall task for the Grizzlies. And we'll move on. After a day off on Wednesday, they come back home and they are playing
the Houston Rockets.
John Wall, Boogie Cousins.
Old Johnny, Boogie.
And the Depot.
Christian Wood as well.
Yeah, and Christian Wood. Yep.
Yeah.
I was just going to leave him out.
Why?
He's having a heck of a season.
Yeah, he ain't.
Actually, I voted for him for the All-Star team. I voted for Christian Wood because I think that what he's doing, he deserves to get a nod. Probably will not make the All-Star team, but he is playing extremely well right now.
I do want to say one thing about him. He's going to win Most Improved Player this year.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he easily could. If he continues on the same path that he's on right now, he easily could win Most Improved Player.
I think he will.
Yep. The Rockets are on the second longest win streak in the NBA. You know who has the longest win streak in the NBA?
The Grizzlies.
The Memphis Grizzlies.
The Grizz.
Rockets' five-game win streak. They are actually... Man. Chemistry is a big thing for them. This game... It's a winnable game at home for the Grizzlies. They're going to be resting. It's a winnable game. The Grizzlies can beat this Rockets team. I have confidence. I'm interested in watching what this Rockets team does for the remainder of the season. Oladipo just came over. You know, in the whole Harden thing, there you could tell there was some tension between the other players, Boogie Cousins, John Wall, are two that have been kind of vocal and not really necessarily taking a cheap, passive aggressive is really the way to say it, against the whole James Harden thing. You know, John Wall is like, well, when you have a full team of guys that buys into what you're doing, then, this is what we're doing. This is why we're doing what we're doing, because everybody here buys into what we're doing now. And that's how we want to win ball games, with ball movement, not one-on-one basketball. So he didn't flat out say, hey, James Harden, suck it.
You're a ball hog.
But in a passive-aggressive way, he was like, well, we were struggling because James Harden. And Boogie Cousins was like, hey, you know, I don't care that he's gone. I came here to play with John Wall.
That's right, yeah. That was good.
So this game at home, out of the first three, this is the most winnable game to me. That Spurs, they've beat the Spurs this year. Obviously, they can beat the Spurs, but that one's going to be tough. Indiana is going to depend a lot on if JV is in there. They've got to rebound the ball against the Pacers, or they're going to be in trouble. Rebounding is key in every game, but with the Miles Turner, Sabonis, like those dudes
That's
are going
scary.
To eat it up down low. Those guys can rebound like crazy. Sabonis on the offensive end. It's, man, going to be a tough game, but this is the most winnable game out of the first three. Got to take care of business at home. I think the Grizzlies can win this one. De'Anthony Melton, his career stats against the Rockets. He is 10 points a game, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. Plays pretty well against the Rockets. You know, that's – here's the thing with De'Anthony Melton and stats in general. You look at the stat lines, and a lot of people are like, points, rebounds, assists. Yeah, those things are important. But the thing that De'Anthony Melton brings to the table doesn't always show up on the stat sheet. You know, he's a hustle guy. He's an energy guy all over the place, breaking up plays, just being a pest. And he doesn't have monster numbers. 10 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Those are good numbers, but they're not monster numbers. You know, even in his, you know, the game games against the Spurs, with 25-plus minutes at 13 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists. Those are good numbers, but they're not great numbers. But he's also not the star of your team. Those are great role player numbers. You need guys like him on your team in order to be successful. So, again, not big numbers against the Rockets. Rockets are playing great basketball right now on that 5-game win streak. They are 9-9 overall, good for 10th in the West. And they're climbing. Going to be an interesting game. And that the good news about that one, we're going to be there live, Sammy.
For sure.
The first time. Well, so the Grizzlies have been letting fans come to the Forum in very small sample sizes for floor seats only. Got an email early in the week. Hey, next week, Thursday, the Rockets game. We're letting the fans back in. Cannot wait.
And of all the teams for it to be, it gets to be the Rockets. And I'm excited for that.
Sam has been a longtime fan of one John Wall.
Yes.
And so after the trade and him getting like, hey, maybe we'll get to see him. And boom, here we are.
Yes.
Here's my only concern, Sammy. And this is nothing to do with the Grizzlies and basketball so much, but both of us have never got to see Blake Griffin.
No, we haven't.
Blake Griffin comes to the Blake Griffin and the Pistons come to the Forum on the 19th. We're a little over 2 weeks away from the Pistons coming.
Ugh.
And we are fingers crossed when they started, like, I won't say banning, but not allowing the fans to come in. I'm like, man, we're gonna miss Blake Griffin again this year. We have
missed
been
missed him last year, missed him the year before. It's been crazy.
It just happens. Yeah. Either he gets hurt or something happens where we do not get to see him, and we're like, sweet, the Pistons are coming to Memphis early in the season. Maybe he'll be healthy, and then COVID.
Are you kidding me?
Obviously, there's bigger, more important things in life, but that's just something. Again, Blake is one of Sam's favorite players, and I can't say that I'm a huge fan of Blake Griffin, but, you know, I watched him his whole career, and he's definitely a guy that I want to see play, even though he's just a shell of his former self at this point.
He did well against the Lakers the other night. He didn't rebound. It was not Blake Griffin rebounding, but his assists, and he actually shot well. Points were good. I'm happy to see that. At least, you know, he's older now, so at least we can see that. But
yep. Sam, did you give me the career numbers against the Rockets?
I've got them.
I didn't think we had them yet.
I've got them.
All right, fire away, man.
All right, Rockets lead this one. This one's about as bad as San Antonio. 62-37 It's not as bad, but it's
pretty close.
Them god dang Texas teams, man.
Just can't do nothing with them.
Can't do it. But the last 10, the Grizzlies, 3-7, so they're down in that one too. But their last win was, well, January 14th of 2020.
Was it?
It was last year. Yep. It was actually at Memphis, 121-110. So, at Memphis, and they're playing at Memphis Thursday, so.
Dude, I feel like I was at that game. What?
We might have been, because if we
I don't think you were there with me.
Well, I don't remember.
Anyway, don't matter.
You may have been.
I'm going to look that up. After we're done with the show, I'm going to look that up. I'm pretty sure that I was at that
I don't
game.
Think I was, because we've had this conversation before.
We sold some of the Rockets tickets last year, and I can't remember if that was a game that we sold or not.
I think it was, because that was, I don't know. We'll have to do some research.
Moving along. Final game of the week is in New Orleans against the struggling Pelicans.
We need them to struggle Saturday.
We do. Here's the thing, man.
Brandon Ingram needs to do good, though.
I could not wrap my mind around people saying that the Pelicans should be better this year.
I don't know how.
You got Steven Adams, a big guy, next to Zion. People can argue, like, there's been arguments that they really need a five that can stretch the floor instead of a guy like Steven Adams. They need a guy that can play, you know, stretch the floor to give Zion some more room to operate. Let's look away from everything that they got in and focus on the one thing that they lost, or the biggest thing that they lost.
Yeah.
And a guy that was a cornerstone of the franchise for a long time, great player, extremely underrated, Drew Holiday.
I was surprised. I mean, I know there was trade rumors going around that he possibly could be moved, but I just didn't. It was like when Blake Griffin got traded from the Clippers to the Pistons. You know, there's trade rumors, but that's like your stud player. What are you doing, you know? But I was shocked by that.
He didn't fit the timeline.
No, he didn't.
And so you had to know at some point he was going to get moved. It was a good time for them to move him. But I was never on the side that the Pelicans were going to be better this year than they were last year.
I wouldn't have
said
that.
Can't lose a guy like Drew Holiday. That's a glue guy.
Yeah.
And improve. I don't see, like, next season, could they be better? Sure. You know, you're going to have, there's talks about Lonzo Ball leaving. I don't know what's going to go on there. But, you know, they've got good young, Nickeil Alexander-Walker and Kira Lewis. They've got some young guys that are looking really good, and they're wanting to get them in, and I think that's why they're fine with moving Lonzo Ball. But you can't lose a guy like Drew Holiday and expect your team to get better. Who did you replace him with?
Bledsoe.
Bledsoe is not the player that Drew Holiday is.
Heavens no.
I like Eric Bledsoe, but he doesn't bring – he's not even in the same vicinity of a defender. Not even close.
He's been hot lately offensively.
Yeah, but he's just not – he's not going to bring the same things to you that Drew Holiday is going to bring to the table.
Nope.
I did not expect him to be as bad as they've been, but you could not have convinced me that this team was going to be better than they were last year.
I couldn't honestly say that. I would say that jokingly, like, oh, yeah, the Pelicans are going to be better, like, and then laugh about it because no.
Yeah, no. I just don't see it, man.
No.
The Pelicans are 3-7 in their last 10 games. They've lost three in a row, and they're nearly dead last in the West. They're 14th right now, just ever so slightly above last place.
Yuck.
Who knows what's going to happen? Just like the Pelicans are a tough matchup for the Grizzlies. Or they were. Steven Adams, JV, that's a much better matchup for JV than any of their other bigs. Hayes, Melly, the guys that can get out around the perimeter and pull JV away from the basket, give him nightmares. it's going to be an interesting matchup. You got no Jaren Jackson Jr. You may see some J.V. Tillman on the floor at the same time just for strength against Zion. That's going to be interesting to watch. It is
cool.
A home game for the Pelicans. Going to be a tough game for the Grizzlies to win just because the matchup. We'll see how it goes. I like the Grizzlies in this game, and this is I like them winning the last two games of the week to finish the week 2-2. I think that they have a hard time beating the Spurs in that the second game of their set, and then they play the second game of a back-to-back in Indiana against a team that can rebound. I think they struggle there. We'll see how that goes. Sammy, what's the lifetime matchup against the Pelicans?
This one isn't awful, but it's not great, and the reason it's not great is I'll get to that. But all-time Pelicans lead 37-30. So, okay. But their last 10, the Grizzlies are 3-7 against them. So it's like,
yeah, the Pelicans wore the Grizzlies out last year, man.
But if they would have say they would have split that some or 6-4, it'd be a lot closer. I mean, it's only 7 games. I don't want to say it's only 7 games. That's 7
yeah,
games.
Yeah, I mean, but it is comparatively to the Spurs by up by 50 and the Rockets up
and
by
the
40.
Rockets, it's nuts.
Yeah, you know, like that's a closer series.
Even with
the
Pacers,
time.
You know, even with the Pacers, it's 30-18. So yeah. It's well, I mean, that's not I mean,
this
it's
is
not
the closest
great.
Out of the
yes,
set.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. D'Anthony Melton's career stats, he struggled against the Pelicans, 6 points a game. 3 rebounds and 2.5 assists. He just struggled. Even in his 25 minutes, you know, like that was a golden number for him against these other teams. But he just does not do well against the Pelicans. Can't tell you why. Don't know. Don't have the answer to that. But just doesn't have it against them.
Well, he's a Pelicant then.
No, he's a Grizzly.
Well, he's a Grizzly, not, but he can't.
He's just not good against the Pelicans.
Well, the Pelicans shut him down then.
They did, indeed. Sammy Boy.
Yo.
We're going to get out of here, man. We've got nothing else. That's the 4 games. What do you think? I say the Grizzlies go 2-2. I don't think they win the first 2 games of the week. I think that they can win the last 2 games for a 500 record on the week. What do you got them doing this week, man?
I'm going to be different.
Fire away. Tell me who they're winning against, who they're losing against.
All right, this is bold because this is probably not going to happen. But I predict them going 3-1. They beat the Spurs, but they're so tired, jet lag, all that, they lose to the Pacers. Pacers are good.
Pacers are a good team. Yeah.
But they beat the Rockets, and they beat the Pelicans.
3-1 on the week.
3-1.
All right, man.
I can't give you scores, but we'll...
I will say this. I think they're more likely to beat the Pacers than they are to beat the Spurs in the second. I just think that Popovich, maybe I have too much faith in Greg Popovich, but
he is getting kind of old. So.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't play, so that don't matter.
You're right. It's all
that don't matter.
It's all in his head.
All right, Sammy's got him going 3-1 with their only loss against the Pacers in the middle of the week, so that puts their win streak to 7.
Yeah,
and then they start another one.
You know what? I'm changing. They're going 4-0. They're gonna. They're going.
Oh, you're sticking with the 3-1.
I'm going 3-1. Yeah, I don't see them going 4-0 this week. I just don't. They're either gonna lose to the Pacers or the Spurs.
We're exactly 1 week away from the Super Bowl between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Kansas City Chiefs. MyBookie.ag is still running their promo. They're giving you extra money to bet on the Super Bowl. Go over to MyBookie.ag. The best online sportsbook out there. More lines and better odds than any other sportsbook. Sign up. Use our promo code HOOPBALL. Let them know that we sent you and get in on that extra money. If you're not much of a gambler and you need a little help, check out our guys over at HoopBall Gaming. They will help you out. They're killing the game in the NBA right now. They're doing great overall. Had another good NBA day yesterday. I don't remember the numbers. I didn't write them down, but I know that they won more than they lost yesterday by a significant amount. And here we are, 1 week away from the Super Bowl, the most gambled on sporting event in the United States. If you're going to bet on it, do it at mybookie.ag. Use the promo code HOOPBALL. Let them know that we sent you. Get in on that extra money. Whatever your bet's going to be, make it bigger by letting them pitch in whatever they're going to pitch in. Check it out, mybookie.ag. Again, more lines, better odds than any other sports book out there. Their motto is simple, guys. You bet, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.ag. Again, the promo code is HoopBall. That keeps the wheels rolling here for HoopBall Grizz and all of our shows on the network. I've got nothing else for today, Sammy. You got anything?
I was trying to find something just throw it in there, but I couldn't find anything.
Nothing.
I was kind of hoping they'd had a return date for Jaren maybe tomorrow, but no.
Dude,
nothing.
They're not. We're not. It's not going to happen. That's, you know, I ran into a guy at the at Walmart. I went to the grocery store, and he's like, "Hey man, when's Jaren coming back?" I'm like, "Bro, your guess is as good as mine." Like, I have no idea. And he's like, "Well, I read something that he may be back this week." I'm like, it's a possibility.
I've heard that, but we'll see.
You didn't hear that from anybody inside the Grizzlies organization at all. It's all just kind of, oh, well, maybe this might happen. We don't know because the Grizzlies front office doesn't tell us squat. That's the bottom line. We're going to get out of here. I'm not going to hammer that anymore. You guys know how I feel about that. You can get the show on Twitter at HoopBallGrizz. I am at DWill2111. Sam is at SammyB1118. Hit us up, guys. We love the conversation. We love talking basketball and pretty well anything else. Again, the show is HoopBall Grizz. I am DWill2111. Sam, I'll let you do it this time. What is it, man?
It is SammyB1118. That is a capital S, lowercase a, MMY, capital B, 1118.
That's all we got. Thanks for listening. Until next time, go Grizz.
Go Grizz. Jaeger.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.